when Russia initially invaded Ukraine in 2014, I saw it firsthand take a very dark turn.
It was originally my investigations concerning the international influence, the impact of Kremlin's social media propaganda army, the so-called Kremlin trolls. And I specifically started to investigate how are they capable of manipulating real people's ideas and even behavior.
Since 2014, that was kind of the beginning of the new era of Russian information war, and we've seen that along with their kinetic military strategy, it now comes alongside an information war.
In which Trump was himself attacking the media and claiming that rigged and corrupt media is the enemy of the people. And I had directly answered him, and I had told him that Kremlin doesn't need any troll factories as long as they have you trolling on their behalf.
You see people like Tucker Carlson, they mimic RT now. They are indistinguishable. And for people that are watching and people that don't want to be duped, they really need to be careful about the kind of content that they consume online, because it's not necessarily going to have just an RT stamp on it. It comes in this digital world from all over.
In the courtroom, on the air, online, in classrooms and conferences around the world, we've been exposing conspiracy, extremist, and disinformation movements mobilized by authoritarians to break down democracy. And we'd like you to join us on this pro-democracy, pro-truth movement on our new podcast, Information War, with Liz Wall and Jessica Arro.